Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for inviting me back. The last time I was here was on May 5th, 2010, approximately about 5 months, 4 days, 3 hours. And it feels more like 5 years. And I want you to know that at that meeting, and there are some things I want to go over that I said in the last meeting. And then there are some questions that you posed to me that I'd like to answer as well. Before I begin, I'd like to thank Ms. Jacobs for the great organization of providing me with the questions that we kind of went back a couple of times. And she does a very good job of letting me know what you want to go straight to the topics and talk about. And I appreciate that because that's my mode of operation. No fluff. Let's just talk straight and let's get to the questions and answers. I want to recognize the board members that are here this morning, Vice Chair of Commerce, Ms. Machez, and Dr. Speed. And I don't believe any other board members have walked in, and if they should, I recognize them as friends. The principals, I want to thank you for a very good school opening. You've done a great job. I ask that you continue on the course, and we continue to have a great school year this year, and I thank you for the work that you do. I want to recognize the senior staff that's here with me this morning. We're going to have a Q&A portion this morning, and if we some of the questions get down at ground zero level, I have them here so that all of your answers can be given. I want to recognize the PTA Council President, Ms. Marcia Cowan, and thank you for the partnership that we have with the school district this year. It's a fresh new beginning, and it's been a pleasure working with you, and I look forward to working the rest of the school year. Now, since I was here at the last meeting, I went through and I pulled my notes when we talked last May, and I decided this morning that first, before I get to the topics at hand, I'd like to do a report card check on the things that I said and the things that have happened thus far. And I don't know if you remember, but I have the notes here, and I'd like to go through those briefly. My first visit here, of course, again, was on May 5th, and I told you that my focus as interim superintendent would be to run the day-to-day operations of the school district and to stay focused on the core business, which are our students. And then thirdly, I spoke to you and said that my goal is to restore the trust and rebuild the morale of the school district. I gotta tell you, it's been a hard climb. It is a hard climb. And it will continue to be a hard climb. My family and I have had to make some adjustments, unprecedented, I have to tell you that. And even though he is not here, I continually like to thank my husband because I couldn't be out 4 or 5 nights a week to come out without his help. With our 6 and 8 year old, and we work real hard to keep their lives as routine as possible. And they still think nothing has changed, and so obviously we're doing something right. But I want you to know that focus on what I committed to has not changed. What has changed, though, is that as the layers of peel have been peeling back, there are things that have come across my desk that I had no idea that I would be dealing with. And it's been challenging, it's been emotionally tugging, a lot of bleeding in private, but I'm very clear on one thing. We have to change the direction of the school district. And so I've had to make some very unpopular decisions as things have revealed themselves, and as things continue to reveal themselves, these things must be dealt with. And so for the remaining time period that I have, because I am interim, and interim in my opinion is I got about 7 months board members. But I figure about 7 to 8 months, and in the time of those 7 to 8 months, I will be about the business of the district and moving the district in a different direction. Now, when I was here with you last time, we talked about several things that we were working with. One was the budget. And at that time, I believe the budget had not been approved by the board. We knew we had an $88 million shortfall, and we were shooting to cut about $115 million. The board voted to approve a cut of $104 million. That positioned the school district so that if there are any unknowns that may come from the state or otherwise, we're in a position where we can keep the school district moving forward and not have any interruptions within the business operation of the school district. And I'm here to tell you today that we did make cuts. You know that we cut 150 jobs at the central office. We cut an additional 150 jobs at the school site. But we did not, I repeat, we did not lay off any teachers. We did cut some programs and services, including some transportation. And we also exercised what most school systems did, and that was we increased class sizes. And then, of course, the furlough day. And I got to tell you, the furlough day probably has been the hardest piece. Because that hits right in the pocketbook of the teachers, school staff, central office staff, and even your interim superintendent. I, too, in an independent contract, agreed that whatever furlough days were exercised to the central office staff, I would take those, too. And did, with no doubt. Now, on school consolidation last spring, we talked about what we needed to close schools. We did not close schools last year. And when I look at the report card of the things that we committed to last year, there's two areas that if I had to tell you, I'd give myself a greater C. This is one of them. And that is that we did not close schools as we committed last spring. But we did not close schools because of some great advice. I took the time to take a team of people down to the State Department and to meet with Lynn Jackson, who's in charge of the state entitlement program and construction program. And Barbara Coleman and a couple of folks and I went down and spent about 5 hours. And we had a really, really good detailed meeting talking about the whole comprehensive approach to closing schools and how you cannot look at closing schools in a silo, but you have to look at the vision of your district over a time span of 10 to 15 years and take into account about 8 different programs. And so we came back and I updated the board that we needed to step back a minute, take a look not only at the schools where we have small enrollments, take a look where we need to redistrict and draw from this line, but we also need to take a hard look at our building program that we have currently in place, building needs for the next 5 to 10 years. We also need to look at other issues with the school district and come back with a comprehensive approach. The board decided to support that initiative, and so this school year, and actually on last Friday, this past Friday, August 27th, the team and I presented a comprehensive approach to the school board that really deals with 8 components that all must work in concert with one another, that has one of those components being a closing school. So I'm here to tell you that while we didn't meet the goal last school year, there is a plan at the end of this school year, 2010-2011, the school district will present to the Board of Education a plan to close X number of schools. And the reason I use the number of X, because it's floating somewhere between 4, 6, 8, and there are some individuals that like to see as many as 10. I think that's pretty aggressive. But we will close some schools. And the goal is to have that done and before the board by the end of the calendar year, first of 2011, so that we can take the proper time to go to the community and we can share with the parents and the community stakeholders the plan to consolidate your students into a more robust, strong, competent instructional environment where instructional resources are strengthened. Because when you bring your numbers together, you're able to get funding from the state that allows you to position these schools with the right resources. Another thing that I talked to you about was crisis management. Last spring was a heavy year for the school district. It's no secret that the school district was finished with the construction scandal and the DA's investigation and the announcement of the indictment. At that time, we made a decision, at least I made a decision, and bring in a crisis management expert to help us get through one of several crises that has occurred with the school district. We made the right decision. If you will think back on that time and the time when the school district had to speak out and step up and speak in regards to the information that was coming from the DA's office, Mr. Tom Bowen, who is the board chair, who's not here this evening, was the primary spokesperson for the school district. And that crisis management person that worked with us was key in helping to control the message from the school district. And we were able to move forward. And I do believe today where we are now is that the construction issue is the DA's investigation. The school district is moving forward. And it is now the DA's investigation, and we will let the justice system prevail and let it take its course of action. And we will respect that process, and the school district has moved on. Now, as we move forward, I got to tell you, last spring, the intent was to move to rebirth the communications office. This is the second area that did not deliver as I expected it to. But I want you to know why. Just straight to it. We went through a very absurd, very aggressive and very thorough interview process to get experienced professionals from a corporate environment that are used to working with very high-profile issues for organizations. We posted. We got some great candidates. We got down to finals. And we got down to the final contenders, and they were excellent. And they accepted the job, and then they declined. I want you to know that. And they declined because the school district salary was not a salary they could accept coming from their corporate environment. Because of the 15-day furlough cut, which everybody had to assume, it took the position now where the two people that were coming from an experienced corporate background could not take those positions. And we had to respect that. And so, for that reason, the communication office has not been established. But to move forward with the next 8 months of my tenure, what I've decided to do is to privatize it. And so there's an RFP with expanded services out for public bid advertisement right now. That advertisement should come in within the next couple of weeks. And the goal is to have before the board, I believe, with the process that we're required to go through, will be before the board by October. And we're going to privatize those services for the remainder of the school year and go that route. And then I will leave it to the next superintendent to decide how they want to move forward in establishing a communications office. But for this school year, we're going to get a firm to come in and use cost savings to be able to do that. And yes, we are large in dollars, so that we come in below with what we could to make sure that we do not exceed budget costs on that. And then, last thing I talked about when I was here the last time was improved transparency and communications. We've been working really hard at that. And one of the things I think you've noticed is that we're working to, we put out a new website. The home launch page is the first step, first phase, in beginning to make it easier, more user-friendly for community and stakeholders to find information about the school district. If you've been out on that website, you can see the measures and changes that we've made to be able to communicate better with you. We've also put some very informative links on that website about the SACS inquiry. I'm going to talk about that in just a second because that is one of the topics that you asked me to talk about this morning. And I'm also going to talk about the policy revision. That too is out there on that website. And then we've also made it very transparent about the board's intentions regarding the superintendent search. That too is out there on the website. So as I close in on the topic that we talked about last year, you can see where we started and where we landed. And now I'd like to go a little further and now talk about those things that you asked me to discuss before.